Welcome back at the Sports Night on WAR. Mark Weber and Jarrett Lees talking Buffalo Bills with Brian Gallaford of Buffalo Rumblings. Now, Brian, E.J. Manuel is supposed to be a fourth-round pick. The Bills take him 16th overall. Then, boom, a couple of months later, he's the starting quarterback for the Bills. The Bills are off to a good 1-1 start. Brian, what are your initial thoughts on E.J. Manuel?
You know, he's doing a good job with what the team is letting him do. They run an up-tempo offense. They're no huddle offense, and he does a good job orchestrating that. He doesn't, you know, do a lot in terms of on-field reads. It's still half-field reads, one or two guys, and then it's, you know, get the ball out of his hands as quickly as possible. So that helps him, you know, avoid sacks and pressure, which aids him in his development. They're bringing him along slowly, but they're doing it in a way where he can be effective in running the offense. They lean heavily on their running backs, and you know, it's a pretty simplistic offense, but he does a good job running it, and they'll just keep building up from there. He's off to a good start.
Now, Brian, guys like us here at Syracuse are used to the coaching style of Doug Marrone that he implemented at the college level. Do you feel that his coaching style can translate to success at the next level in the NFL?
I guess time will tell. I will say that it's a very endearing style. We're used to older, more conservative coaches like Dick Geron and Chan Gailey, the two predecessors that were here before for Doug Marrone arrived. So fans have cottoned on to his more youthful and energetic style more quickly than maybe some of us anticipated, you know, especially since we didn't really know who he was aside from, you know, his Syracuse days and his days with the New Orleans Saints. So I think, you know, from a fan's perspective, we like what we see so far. We like the fact that his coaching staff is young and that they're relying on young players. We like the systems in place. We'll see soon enough whether or not he can win with them.
Mark Weber and Jarrett Lees talking with Brian Gallaford of Buffalo Rumblings. Now, not only do they bring in Doug Marrone, but a whole new coordinating staff as well. Nathaniel Hackett on the offense with Syracuse and Rex Ryan's protege, Mike Pettin, on defense. What are some of the biggest changes you noticed with this team so far?
Well, it's mostly on defense, quite frankly. They ran a very bland, very conservative defense under Dave Wannstedt last year. Now they're running a Rex Ryan defense, which I'm sure you guys know down there. Very aggressive, very multiple, lots of blitzing. So it's a stark contrast from what we've seen in previous seasons. And it's been a very good change so far. They're playing some pretty good defense. They've contained two pretty good quarterbacks in Tom Brady and Cam Newton in their first two games. So that's promising. And then on offense, you know, it's still reliant on C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson at running back. The big change there would be the quarterback, obviously, and the fact that they're no huddle pretty much constantly. But, you know, again, both sides of the football, positive signs of change, so we'll just see if they can keep the momentum going.
Now, Brian, one of the marquee guys on that defense, Mario Williams, coming off a monster game this past weekend against the Panthers with 4.5 sacks. Is he a guy that you think can anchor that defense and lead them to big-time success and live up to that contract that he signed in the past offseason?
Well, we certainly hope so. He has 15 sacks in 18 games with the Bills, but 7.5 of those came in two games. Last week in Carolina, and then last year in Indy, he had 3 sacks on Andrew Luck. So he's been extremely hit or miss with the Bills. We hope to see a lot more consistent play from him, particularly when it comes to pass rush production, because that's really what they need out of him. He can only scheme so much in terms of getting pressure on quarterbacks without sacrificing something in the coverage department. So it would be nice if Mike Pettin had that guy, you know, playing at a consistently high level all season so he can, you know, play more sound coverage.
Finally, Brian, before we let you go, now with the Bills, let's just say they circle the wagons. It's always a very interesting start of the year. This year starting off 1-1, but a good 1-1 after a close game in the first game of the season. Let's be real, Brian. Is this going to be another typical Bills year with a bad second half, or could this be the chance that the Bills actually make a run at the division title?
You know, it's interesting because this team is built differently than previous seasons. They were very, you know, veteran-laden at the top of the roster, and they had a lot of young guys in the back end. So as the year would progress, they would lose those veterans and plug in young guys, and I think that contributed a lot to some of their second half of the season pitfalls that they've had in recent seasons. Now the whole roster is young, and, you know, they're plugging in guys left and right already, particularly in the secondary. They're down Stephon Gilmore, their top cornerback, and they really haven't missed a beat defensively. There have been a few lapses, but for the most part, you know, we haven't missed Gilmore as much as maybe we expected to in the preseason. So it's a different mentality in that the roster is so much younger, and I think the expectation is that, you know, if they do start missing guys, they won't have as much of a drop-off as in previous seasons. And, you know, doubling back on the youth thing, the expectation will be that they continue to improve throughout the season. So I think that's what they're leaning on. And, you know, again, time will tell. But the signs are positive right now.
That's Brian Gallagher of Buffalo Rumblings. Brian, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.